sedan. But then, of course, we had cars, you know. Mm-hmm. No trick to run 12 miles.
Yeah. How far is Sedan?
From here?
No, from your farm.
About 11 miles. Oh. 11 or 12.
Well, not, still, just, that's...
Just about... just, I don't think it's quite 12 miles from where I live up to Sedan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So people probably still trade there rather than coming to Paul.
That's right. And then later on then, and... before we moved here, well, then they kept improving the highways, and we had a real good road into here before we moved to Pawhuska, and it was no trick to run down here. You run down here in 25, 30 minutes. But not way back in the early days, it'd take you all day to get down here. Of course, we didn't have a way to get here only with a horseback or a foot or a buggy and team. Yeah.
And to pick up some of these other things, I keep looking at the clock because I said 45 minutes and I don't want to tell you one thing and then do another. What did you say happened to the winter so that you could ice skate?
Well, our ponds and the streams froze over.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I spent a lot of hours ice skating. In the summertime, I'd spend just the same amount of hours if I had an opportunity in the old river swimming. Yes, sir.
And what did you say you had to carry off the smoke from your fireplace?
Chimney?
Uh-huh.
Yes. That fireplace had a big chimney, and it was built on the outside of the house, you know. Yes, of course, for our stoves, we had flues built on top of the house, brick flues.
Oh, well, what did you say you used to attach the fence to the post? A barbed wire fence? That was a steeple?
Steeple.
And how did you get the steeple into the post?
Drive it in there with a hammer.
Uh-huh.
If the post wasn't too hard. And sometimes we'd have trouble maybe getting one in there. Them old posts, like I was telling you about how we made our posts and let them season, they'd get sometimes get awful hard. Yeah, but then we used a short, about a three quarter inch staple. And after we got to where we could get the softer material for our fence post, well, we could use a 2 inch. Mm-hmm. Which they were made. They use a number of them now. They can just see them around these lumber yards. So they just ship them in here by the carload. Those black creosoted posts, mm-hmm. And they last wonderful too. I used quite a lot of them before I left the farm. And they're used very extensively now by the ranchers and everybody. You don't see anybody make posts anymore. It's very seldom that you see anything now but these creosoted posts. You'd be surprised how they'll last. They guarantee them to last 20 years and they'll do it.
Hmm.
Maybe longer.
Oh, what would you call this in here that's giving us the light?
I'd call it a bulb. Mm-hmm. It's a light bulb.
Oh, what did you use to make your horses go faster? Perhaps you had one of these on your buggy.